For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is the senior alternate captain, Tina Campa, out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And Tina, you are one of 27 people representing the 11 Division I hockey conferences in the College Hockey for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiative. First of all, how did you get involved?
That's a good question. I was talking to Jen in one of our leadership WCHA meetings, and we had just been talking about a lot of the instances and events that had happened this summer, and when it came to social justice, that's just something that I've been passionate about for a very long time, and obviously hockey with the same thing. So she asked me to be a part of this group, and we didn't really know exactly what it was going to be entirety, but we had some goals, and she asked me to be a part of it, so I said, why not?
Tina, take us back to when you were growing up and the experiences you had playing youth hockey and being born in Colombia.
Yeah, so ultimately I was adopted at a really young age as a baby, so I don't really remember much about that, but I've always known Minnesota and Maple Grove, and that's where I've spent my whole childhood. So I grew up playing in Osseo Maple Grove Association, and I had really awesome experiences there, and I grew up in a white community, white family, so I had a lot of opportunities that way, and my dad was the hockey guy in the family, and he was the one that introduced me to the game. So I started out on figure skates, didn't like it very much, ended up getting into hockey skates and never wanted to leave the ice, and then ever since then I had a couple opportunities to go do some really cool things, join some cool teams, and I ended up loving hockey, putting a lot of effort into it, and having a lot of great opportunities to be successful and work my way up that way.
What are you hoping this initiative accomplishes?
That's a good question. I hope it accomplishes a lot. As you maybe have heard through the press release, there's a lot of different areas that we're trying to focus on and work towards, but it's not going to happen overnight, and we recognize that. But I think a couple things is obviously the diversity aspect of hockey. It's a predominantly white sport, and we just want to give a lot of outreach to different communities and areas and states and countries and things that maybe don't know what hockey is or don't have a lot of access to the game or just want to learn more. And I think that that's something specifically in Minnesota that's very possible, and that's something that I'm passionate about, being a non-white hockey player. And I think that if I could see a bunch of little Colombian boys and girls running around or whatever the case may be, I think that would be really ideal. But also the equity part, obviously being a female, women's and men's hockey, they have a lot of different awareness and platforms, but it's not close to being where we could be from the women's side. That's a small area. And then obviously the inclusion part, no matter who you are, your background, where you came from, who you're about, who you love, what you identify as, it should be a game for everybody, and it shouldn't matter any of those things, and we need to be inclusive for all people. And that's just a couple of the areas, obviously, that we've touched on, and we want to continue to make better. And I think hockey's a sport where we can look past a lot of these things because we are predominantly white, but it's also an opportunity, it's a platform, and we have a lot of privilege, and we need to be able to use that as a community. And I think that this group of leaders is 100% the right direction to start this initiative, and I'm really excited.
I've known you for 4 years now, and you've always been that one person who goes to bat for other people. I'm super proud of you, Tina. I can't say enough. Have you ever had any personal experiences where you've had to dealt with the racism or not feeling like you belonged?
Oh, that's a really good question. Fortunately, I've been very fortunate in that sense. In the winter, I look very like everybody else on my team. I can pass as white. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And so that's allowed me to really not run into those barriers and things. And I think that I'm very fortunate, but I also know people that aren't as fortunate as me. And like you said, I try to do my best to help other people, and I want to advocate for them and be allies. And even when it could be somebody like me, but it doesn't happen to me, it doesn't mean I sit back and watch. So fortunately, like I said, I haven't really dealt with anything nearly as close as a lot of other people have. And the stories that I've heard, like I said, it's truly just not okay. And it really saddens me. And there's a lot of people that I'm close with that I grew up with playing hockey that have had those experiences. So to know that that's still in the game is what makes me devastated, to be honest with you, because hockey is a beautiful game. And there are a lot of great people, and I've had very positive experiences. But at the end of the day, it's not for everybody. And like I said in my statement, it's my mission and our mission to make it inclusive. Everybody should feel accepted and valued and thrive in the game of hockey, because that's how beautiful it can be. So that's ultimately my goal, and I've been very fortunate. But I'm not going to say that that won't ever happen to me in the future, and especially being an advocate like this, there's going to be people that don't support it, and that's obviously what we're trying to work towards and be better at as a hockey community. So,
well, what I've noticed from Bemidji State University in general is there are a lot of great young people that are working towards the same diversity, equity, inclusion. I had a conversation with Zoe Christensen, president of the Black Student Union. Yeah. I learned so much from Zoe about what we can do on the hockey side of things. What can the rest of us do to help?
Zoe's a really awesome human being. I actually just did an interview with her for Black History Month too, so I second what you said about her and all the other athletes being very vocal in this time, and obviously even before this time. You know, as a hockey community, being predominantly white, specifically even at Bemidji, I'm the only person of color in the locker room, in the arena a lot of the time. And I think the biggest thing that allies and people can do that aren't people of color are understanding that they have an opportunity. And if they want to see positive change, if they want hockey to be a better sport, it's going to be up to them. And what I mean by that is it's going to be educating themselves. It's going to be having those uncomfortable conversations. It's going to be admitting that maybe they don't know a lot, or maybe they're afraid to say the wrong thing. But all in all, that's okay. But you got to start somewhere. And I think it's admitting that maybe we're not where we want to be. And I think what I've learned this year specifically with speaking out and maybe going against the grain and just kind of doing my own thing with advocating, it's been hard because I do feel alone a lot of the time. That doesn't mean I'm not supported, but I think that people that hold privilege and have this platform, being a women's college hockey player at the Division I level, there's a lot we can do, like I said. And it starts with education. It starts with listening. It starts with advocating and using our privilege and speaking out on things and not letting racism and discrimination and just letting all those things happen. I think not only does that happen in the game of hockey, but it happens everywhere. And the more we can educate ourselves and listen and speak on the things that hold true to us, I think that's not only going to make the hockey world a better place, but it's going to make the world a better place. And that's what I've learned specifically being in the situation that I am this year. I know it's not going to be easy, and people can say that they want to support and that they're listening and that they care, but if you say one thing and you don't do another thing, are you really creating positive change? And that's kind of where I've tried to speak on a lot of the time. And like I said, it's not easy, but I do think positive change can come, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of persistence, and it's just compassion and love and empathy and just trying to understand people. I mean, at the end of the day, if that was you or somebody you loved, would you want those things to be happening to those people? And if so, if not, you know, like, what are you going to do about it? Holding privilege is honestly the best opportunity you can have. So I've learned that, and I do hold privilege within myself, and I try to do what I can with that and obviously my platform here. But it's not an easy road, but it's definitely, positive change won't happen if those with privilege don't care enough to do something about it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Tina. Actions speak louder than words, and love should always be number one.
Absolutely.
On to hockey. What do you guys need to do to come out here and get a win in game two?
I think we played very well, actually, at the start here. I think our first period overall, we played really well systematically. We played as a five-man unit. We were shutting things down in the defensive zone, and they weren't getting very many great A's. So that was obviously really reassuring, especially here at the jump. We kind of lost it a little bit when we got a couple goals scored on us. And I think just taking that first period, you know, we're going to look at video tonight or tomorrow and look back at that. But I think when we play that way, when we're hard to play against and we play our systems right and, you know, we start to get those pucks on net, we can create offense and we can be in it like we showed tonight. But we gotta play a full 60 too, you know what I mean? So that's the hard part. Obviously, they're a very good team. They're number one for a reason, and they've always been good. They've always had talent. A little different atmosphere this time with not fans booing you, but it's really positive. We can definitely do it, but like I said, it's a full 60, and we just got to be sharp in our systems.
Tina, have you decided what you're going to do next year?
I've heard you've been asking a lot of people that one. As of right now, I am really unsure of what I'm going to be doing next year, but I know no matter what happens, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to do my very best to continue creating change and obviously be happy. So that's exciting.
Tina, you're an inspiration. Thank you for setting a high standard for the rest of us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.